Mutual Broadcasting System presents I Love a Mystery. Stand by. Adventure thriller, The Snake with a Diamond Eye. Ten o'clock at night in a rocky cavern on the Isle of Murder, out in the lake of floating islands, somewhere deep in the tropical jungles of French Indochina. At dusk tonight, the Hanley expedition arrived on the edge of the lake. At 9 o'clock, with the campfires snapping and cracking, and the reed flares throwing out their smoky red light, Susan Wells found her missing scientist father, Dr. Wells. He came rowing down the lake from his own camp further up the lake. For 3 years, he's been missing in the interior of the French Indochina jungle. The world thought him dead, but he was living with the natives, searching for the sacred Khmer symbol, the Cobra God. Hardly had he set foot in camp when J. Archibald Hanley quarreled with him, accusing him of trying to get some of Hanley's private information concerning the whereabouts of the Cobra God. Dr. Wells refused to quarrel, but rode away, taking his daughter Susan with him. The moment they were out of sight, Hanley insisted Jack, Doc, and Reggie and Surtees row out onto the lake with him. Presently, they came to a tiny island, which they approached by rowing through a tunnel-like opening. They tied their boat to a rocky ledge and scrambled up until they came to a passageway leading to an inner chamber. And in this chamber, seated on a pedestal where it had been placed in hiding centuries ago by some jealous high priest, was the Cobra God.
Cobra God. It's beautiful. Doggone it, it don't look like it was alive. Look at that circle of light around it. Almost like it was giving off its own light.
Don't go near it, Doc.
Don't you worry none about that. It don't look like nothing I want to go monkeying with.
Say, where's Mr. Hanley?
But that's him. Hanley!
Well, he was here a minute ago. And look here at Surtees. Down on his prayer bones, he's shivering like a cat.
Why? He's an abject terror in the presence of the Cobra God.
Never mind Surtees. I want to know what became of Hanley. Hanley! Hanley, what's happened to you?
Now what's the matter?
There he is.
Where?
I don't know, but I heard him.
Yes. Now then, we'll pick up our loot and get out of here.
You're scaring the daylights out of us. Where have you been?
Been? Well, back to the boat, of course.
Back to the boat?
Certainly. I brought along a chamois skin sack and a specially constructed box to carry the Cobra God in.
You done what?
Certainly. I left it in the boat and I went back to get it.
Well, I'll be doggone.
Yeah, now then. Let's put the idol in the chamois sack and get out of here.
What's the hurry?
Hurry?
Yes, what's the hurry?
I don't like this place. I don't like it at all.
That's the spirit of those 300 virgins who were sacrificed here bothering you.
Stop that. Get up on your feet.
Oh, Mother Padre, oh, Mother
Padre. What are you trying to do? Give us all the willies. Get up on your feet.
Oh, no,
cringing there like a hound with his tail between his legs.
Oh, let him alone.
Well, why should I?
Of course I say so.
Now, look here, Patrick. I've taken about all I'm going to from you.
Oh, is that so?
Yes, that's so. Now that I have the Cobra God within my reach, I'm taking no more nonsense from any of you.
Well, that's a silly thing to say, Mr. Hanley.
Is it? Is it indeed?
Yeah. On account of you're standing right there by yourself. And me and Reggie and Jack here are standing together.
So?
Yeah. So if Jack says for you to lay off 30, then you just better lay off him. And another thing.
Never mind, Doc.
Huh?
You've said enough.
No, let me finish. And another thing, Mr. Hanley. I ain't the least bit sure you should ought to be allowed to take that there snake with the diamond eyes.
Oh, so I shouldn't be allowed to take the Cobra God, eh?
It's as sacred and precious to a lot of folks as Dr. Wells and the mystery woman says it is.
Right. Oh, rubbish.
What you got to say about that, Jack?
Well, it certainly turned out to be a different setup than Mr. Hanley led us to believe when we signed up with him in San Francisco.
I know.
He didn't agree to steal anyone's most precious religious symbol or try to rob an ancient priesthood of an idol they've held sacred for thousands of years.
You're doggone right we didn't.
Now, you listen to me. You listen to me. I financed this expedition. I put my own good money into bringing you men across the Pacific and into the jungle. I'm paying your salaries to help me get this Cobra God out of the country.
You signed us under false pretext.
Oh, so you're all going to welch on me, huh? Back down on me.
Well, what you propose to do is criminal. Looting a people of its most precious religion.
But I found it. I found it. I am the only person in the world who knew where it was. It was lost to the very people who worship it. It was lost to the very ancient ones who claim to be the priests of the Cobra God. I found it. It's mine.
Not at all. Nothing as valuable to the world, to science, to a whole nation as that little idol can belong to one man.
So, is that your final answer?
What do you mean by that?
I'm giving you your last chance to play along with me. Your last chance.
As far as I'm concerned, I won't lift a hand to help you get the Cobra God out of this country. As far as I'm concerned, you can go jump in the lake or the floating islands and sink plumb to the bottom. Quite.
Very well. Very well, you asked for it.
If you can. Well, will you look at Mr. Hanley, pulling a pistol on him.
Up with your hands. Up with your hands.
You mean that, Hanley?
Certainly, certainly. I'll shoot the first man who makes a false move down in his trap.
How about it, fella?
Put him up until we see what happens.
You want to know what's going to happen next, huh? Yes, I'll bet you do. I'll bet you do.
Well, what is going to happen next?
I'll tell you. I'll tell you. I've been anticipating this for several days now. I've seen the way the wind was blowing.
So what?
So when I went back to the boat a few minutes ago for the chamois sack and the box, I rowed the boat away from where you tied it and hid it in a different place.
Hey,
I say, you're intending to leave us on this valley island.
Exactly, exactly.
Fella, you don't think you'll get away with that, do you?
I think it very likely.
Sounds pretty far-fetched to me.
Keep those hands up or I'll shoot.
They're up.
Now then, I'm going to collect the Cobra God off its pedestal, put it in a chamois bag, and then leaving, going back to shore, starting the elephant train back to civilization this very night.
And leave us here.
And leave you here.
And what are you going to tell the world when you get out?
That you perished in the jungle. Yes, yes, that you perished in the jungle.
You're going to tell them you left us to starve on an island?
Oh, I say we won't starve here. We can swim ashore.
Quite so, quite so. I wish you luck.
Look here. 2-3 miles, after all?
With all the poisonous reptiles and savage, flesh-eating fish in this lake, you'll deserve to get ashore if you make it. Yes, indeed, you'll deserve to get through.
Well, now that's pleasant.
And now enough of this. Don't anyone move.
Okay, he's backing up towards the city. Yeah. What should we ought to do?
Just hold it. He's not used to this sort of thing. He'll make a slip.
I hope so.
He's bound to.
Stop muttering among yourselves. If you don't take like them, shoot.
We know you can shoot. You don't have to demonstrate.
Quite so, quite so.
Hey, look out. You don't back into that pedestal.
Don't worry about me.
Well, backing up the way you are and keeping your eye on all of us at the same time.
He's walking between us and the door.
Don't try to make a break. You wouldn't have a chance.
He's standing right alongside the pedestal.
Bertie, get up on your feet and come and help me.
Don't you hear Hanley talking to you, Curtis?
No.
Curtis, do you hear me?
No, Master J. Archibald Hanley. Why not going near Cobra God?
Huh? What's that?
Curtis says he ain't going to touch that Cobra God with a 10-foot pole.
Yeah, I'll do it myself. Come, one of you move.
How are you going to put the idol in your sack and keep your pistol on us at the same time?
Watch this. I'll throw you. Stop! What's that?
Hey, the mystery woman, the preacher.
Don't touch the sacred symbol of the ancient
dead. You see this gun?
Yes, I see the gun.
All right, get away from that door. Get over there with the rest of those people.
Are you threatening me with a gun?
So is your foe. Get over there.
If you wish.
Well, priestess?
The man is insane.
Yeah, that's about the way we take it.
Don't move. Put your hands up.
Mr. Hanley, let me warn you. To touch the Cobra God on its pedestal there will mean your instant death.
Death. You're always talking of death.
I have warned you.
And what is going to cause me death? And what? Or who? Who, I ask you?
Foster! Foster, I'm begging you! The female person with Desiderato Solis has spoken! By begging you, by urging you with great urge, not touching Cobra God!
Oh, woman with death around her shoulder, woman of death, it's nonsense, nonsense! If she can bring about my death, while I stand here with a gun pointed at her heart, let her do it. I defy you. Go ahead, go on, kill me! Kill me! Why don't you do it?
I have warned you. Do not touch the sacred Cobra God.
And that's just what I am going to do. Touch it. Take it down from its pedestal. Put it in this bag.
No. I forbid it.
But I will. I will. Look. Look. Look, I'm touching it. I'm touching it.
Jose, how is it?
I say, an earthquake. An earthquake.
No.
It's the dark.
Yeah, I reckon. Well, where's our light?
Those reed flares all went out. Reggie?
I say. What happened?
You all right?
It's quite. Bit of a catastrophe, what?
Here. Here, I found me a reed flare.
Good, I've got matches. Careful where you step. That earthquake knocked down a lot of rocks.
Yeah. Here we are. But look here. What about Mr. Henley and the mystery woman?
Yeah, and Cersei.
Well, let's get this flare lighted again.
Okay. Got a match?
Yeah. Hold the flare still. Yeah.
There she is. Now we got some light.
Jack?
Hmm?
Jack, here's the bee. She's unconscious.
Here, let's have a look.
Apparently hit by a falling rock.
Yeah, she's just knocked out, though.
Well, I'm glad about that. Raise up light. See what happened to the mystery woman.
Yeah.
She's standing right here on the bridge, buddy.
No sign of
her. Hey, look, the pedestal.
What's that?
The rock pedestal's broken off, crashed to the floor. Come on over here, quick.
Jack, I say, Mr. Henry, holy jumping catfish. He's under the pedestal. Come on, Red, grab hold. Get it off of him.
Right, let it alone. You can't possibly lift that stone column. Besides, Henry's dead.
All right. Hey, you mean the mystery woman called a trick?
Looks like it.
Yeah. Touch the Cobra God and you're a dead pigeon, she said. Jerry is dead in the head.
That woman controls some valley potent magic of heaven, sir.
You ain't kidding there, son.
What interests me is not only has the mystery woman vanished, but so has the Cobra God.
Who? Oh, you mean our little old priestess grabbed the idol during the quake and beat it?
Yeah, looks like it.
Well, how do you like them to take it? Well, what do we do now?
We'll find our boat and get off this island as fast as possible.
Right. Island of murder.
Hey, wait a minute. What about Mr. Hanley here?
Nothing we can do now. We'll come back later. Grab hold of 30s, Doc. Let's get out of here.
You bet you. Boy, Mr. Hanley sure come a long way to get himself killed, didn't he?
Further transcribed adventures of Jack, Doc, and Reggie will come to you tomorrow at this same hour. I Love a Mystery, written and produced by Carlton E. Morris, comes to you Monday through Friday, featuring Russell Thorson as Jack, Jim Bowles as Doc Long, and Tony Randall as Reggie York, with Robert Dryden as Mr. Hanley and Athena Lord as the woman. Frank McCarthy speaking. This is the Mutual Broadcasting System.